This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Aurora police arrested 14 people Tuesday at an apartment complex wrapped up in a national immigration controversy. Denverite's Paolo Jansita reports.
Aurora police say a mob abducted two people from the Edge at Lowry apartment complex, binding and assaulting them inside another unit. After the victims convinced their captors to let them go, they fled and called 911. Aurora Police Chief Todd Chamberlain says the investigation is ongoing, but initial findings show both the suspects and victims are Venezuelan immigrants.
We will not stop until every person that is involved in this incident is held accountable.
Earlier this year, people connected to the Venezuelan gang, Tren de Aragua, allegedly broke into an apartment at the complex while armed with guns. Chamberlain said it's probable, but not certain, that the suspects are part of the gang. I'm Paolo Jansita, Denverite.
The elementary school in Manitou Springs was evacuated Tuesday in what was called an inhalation incident. The town's police and fire departments responded, and the hazmat team from El Paso County is investigating. The school's students were evaluated, and all of them appeared to be okay. Xcel Energy released a new plan this week to modernize its grid by 2029. The plan would add 300 new major power lines, 100 transformers, and dozens of substations in Colorado. Xcel says it needs more capacity to meet demand from electric vehicles and heat pumps. The plan could raise customers' bills by around 2.5%. It needs the approval of state regulators. Later this morning, a Colorado doctor with a passion for photography, Jason Persoff, is an MD at University of Colorado Hospital. When it's warmer, he chases storms to get images of tornadoes and cloud formations. This time of year, when it's cold enough, his subject is snowflakes.
The thing that I really love about weather from a photographic standpoint is trying to capture the wonder that I feel about how just amazing the world is.
There are some amazing snowflake pictures at CPR.org, and we'll hear more about the photographer and how he does it later in this hour. It's 6 minutes after 8, and this is CPR News.